everyone. Welcome to the Brain Candy Podcast. This is episode number 2 of Candy for your left brain and your right brain. Sarah, hello.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Again and forever. My co-host, Sarah. This is so exciting. This week, we decided we want to talk about the latest.
Well, yeah.
We need to talk about all kinds of things related to chicks. But that doesn't mean the fellows should tune out.
No. Because, you know, you're part of this.
Yeah, you're part of the problem.
I was trying to say that so that you wouldn't scare them away.
Okay, so let's talk about why we came up with talking about that today.
Well, Susie tagged me this morning in a post that was titled...
On Twitter, you should follow
Twitter.
Us.
Oh, yeah, definitely
Susie
follow
_ Meister and Sarah Rice MTV.
So, Is that my Twitter?
Also, it is. Brain Candy Pod.
Also, follow Brain Candy Pod. Ooh, yeah.
This is exciting.
We're probably going to say super hilarious things on there. That's like the bite-sized version of super awesome Brain Candy stuff. So
it's quality, not quantity.
Yeah, that's right. So this is the post that she tags me in. It says, who are the HBICs of the challenge? And I said, who are the HBICs? Well, at first I said, what the heck is an HBIC?
And so, what did you do to find out?
I had to Urban Dictionary it because that's where I go for
what
all
does it
of
say?
My...
Head bitch in charge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Head bitch in charge.
Yeah.
The one who, and I didn't know. And I love that that is something that I was tagged in. And I love even more that I made number 6 on the list.
It's a real honor.
6 out of 7. Seven.
Can you list, go from 7 down?
Oh, I'll go
down.
From 7
yeah,
down.
Let's
okay.
hear.
Yeah, that's
I
exciting.
I don't really remember.
So let's, I mean, and this also kind of plays as an intro to what we're talking about.
Totally.
The article talks about how the challenge tends to be dominated by men.
Right.
As do a lot
as is
of
life.
Things.
Right. It's a
video
microcosm.
Video game characters. Movies, television shows.
It would be remarkable if it
people
wasn't.
People who run for president.
Yeah. Everything. CEOs, everything.
Everything. Yeah, we're just living in your world, guys. All right. So number 7 is Tori from Cutthroat.
Love Tori.
Love her.
Yeah.
A funny thing, she was the HBIC on that show because her husband was also on her team, and she said if they won that... they would start a family and they would start making babies. So
that's
she was not only just HBIC for herself, but she was HBIC for her whole family.
Wow.
Well,
that
I think
kind of takes away from it for me.
Does it?
Yeah, because like I am in charge because I want to breed and stay home.
Yeah.
No.
She said, here's
she's
the
a
deal.
Working
if we,
woman.
If we win this, we're getting to making
well,
babies.
Well, and then they did.
And now they're on baby number 2, I think.
Yeah.
So there's that. Number 6, yours truly, Sarah, from Battle of the Seasons.
What does it say about you?
It says, when you're looking at all the teams on Battle of the Seasons, it tended to be the men calling the shots. Then there was leader of Team Brooklyn. Sarah was able to use her brains and brawn to rally her team up to make it to the final. And the fact that she got Devin to finally... to a final speaks volumes about her leadership ability. Because Devin's, like, hilarious and great for commentary, but about as athletic as a sack of potatoes.
So that is a testament to your...
Yes. And next we have number 5, Emily from Battle of the Sexes.
Hmm, okay.
And then number 4 is Evelyn from The Gauntlet. Susie just made a wrinkle. She made a wrinkly nose face.
It's like I've never done a podcast. Like I'm being silently upset over here. I don't love Evelyn.
You
don't
love
her. She's not my favorite.
She comes in already having won it in her head, and that's always...
She's not likable.
No.
Number 1. And number 2...
But you know what? She doesn't get enough cred for being a super smart HBIC because
she is super smart.
Doesn't she go to like Harvard or something amazing like that? Like mm-hmm. She's getting like her law degree from some fantastic school.
Yeah. And it's a shame her personality won't get an upgrade over there at Harvard.
All right. Number 3, Coral. Battle of the Sexes 2. Yeah. I mean, come on.
She should be actually, I think she should be number 1.
Well, who is number 1? Let's see.
Who's number 2?
Number 2 is Veronica.
Okay, that's
from
a good
Inferno.
One.
Yeah, she's pretty tough. Number 1,
yours
ladies
truly.
And gentlemen, Susie Meister.
What does it say?
I didn't even read it. Left-brained herself.
All I did was scroll down now we have to read and it. Smile knowingly.
Johnny, man, really? You're just good with, like, the satisfaction of knowing you're number one?
Yeah, I really was.
I'm like, oh, right. Good. What did they write about me? Let's see. Let's read the comments at the bottom.
You read the comments?
No, I didn't, but I'm just saying that's where my brain is. There aren't any comments.
Maybe we should read
some. Are there comments? No.
Okay.
No. Five people on Twitter liked it.
That is a tragedy.
The article, not our retweeting.
Yeah, but we need to spread the word about
this. Yeah, I guess so. Well, now, check it out, people. It's at stopbeingpolite.com.
Yeah, stop. Thank you for doing. See, this is why I need you. Stopbeingpolite.com. Check it out.
Check it out.
And please leave a comment about how awesome we are.
Yeah. Well, let's read what it says about you, Suze. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Oh, no, there are comments. We'll read those later.
Oh, no!
Okay. Johnny, Evan, and Kenny are known as the Powerhouse Alliance, but they were all at the mercy of Susie on the ruins where we met, so really special time in our life. The entire team wanted to keep Casey on the Challengers team as insurance for the final, but when Susie has to go into the last ruin, she knew she could get her way. Ultimately, the team knew that they were only as fast and as happy as their sole female finalist and made sure to keep Susie happy.
Well,
were you happy?
I was happy when we won. And then that night at the wrap party is when I met Adam,
husband. That's right. So it was magical.
So it was like the best day of my life.
Yeah, and the comments are like boring. We don't care about that.
Wait, but what do they say mean about us?
Oh, somebody said that Anonymous says that production had help in taking Susie to the final.
Oh.
And J.E.K., I guess that's how they refer to the Johnny, Evan, Kenny alliance, were told to give Susie who she wanted in the elimination against
Kim.
Oh,
that's not true. That's not true. Because
And then it says, wasn't she in a relationship with one of the production members? Well,
no,
not
until
afterwards. I know this. They didn't even speak before that.
I wish I was.
Yeah.
But that is not true about Kim because I didn't want to go against Kim. I wanted Casey all along. So that's that. They didn't give me who I wanted in the.
They don't know. I know, but I just want to say
because if it were like a scandal, what do they call that? Like a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I want to know, if production. But that is not true.
No, I wish.
All right,
I wish they were on my side more.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, that was good times, and that was a great way to wake up.
Yeah, and so, you got me looking up what HBIC... There's a lot of these. I didn't know FOMO last week. So we're learning new
acronyms.
We're
having, like an acronym segment where we learn things every episode. So let us know if you have any acronyms we should know.
And... what is it? SMH is not just schmear. That's what I thought it was.
Sarah just found, she's been living under a rock.
Kind of like how people go, meh. It's just like M-E-H, just like meh.
She found out that it was just like shaking schmear. My head last week. So the last 15 years have been real confusing.
Real confusing. You're just throwing around letters.
So when we saw that article about the HBIC, there are so many things that you and I talk about all the time regarding women's issues and stuff. And so that was like a good intro to the topic. So I'll let you start. You talk about Anita because that's a cool thing.
Well, she's one of my favorites.
What's the deal with her?
Anita Sarkeesian. I hope I'm saying her last name right. She is on, or I don't know if it still runs, but there's a podcast called Feminist Frequency that was really good that talked a lot about women's roles in media and in, all kinds
of
media.
That's cool. I gotta look that up.
It's really good. And the best is that they break down, like, these tropes and stereotypes and different cleverly named, I guess they're tropes. Like, one of my favorites is called the Smurfette Principle.
What's that about? I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so, and I'm not sure that they were the one who coined this term. I think it came from somewhere else.
Okay.
But it's how all there are tons and tons of movies, especially these action movies, and that are all male cast with one like token female role, and she's usually a very stereotypical female, looks a certain way, acts a certain way, but is only really there to add, you
just
know,
to say they have a chick.
Yeah. And you go through the line, there are so many. People can argue that, like, Princess Leia was one in Star Wars, because that's an entire male-dominated cast, just her. Then a lot of those kind of movies you can think of. Obviously, the Smurfs, but even the Muppets, Miss Piggy. I mean, can you think of other female? There were a few sprinkled in, but not any main female. It's just a whole bunch of dudes and one chick, and she's probably getting a lot of action.
Well, that's weird, and because usually, if I think about it in those terms, those are the ones that, even in the case of somebody like Miss Piggy, that are kind of like sexualized.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And Princess Leia, obviously.
Yeah. So all the, and so there's the Smurf, that's one of my favorite ones. Now you watch movies and you start watching things through a different lens. And I'm not saying that all the, that it's necessarily like these movies are bad or these movies are, no.
It's just good to know.
It's good to know. It's good to be aware that, that these things do exist. And then you think, okay, like, where does that put me as a female? Like, where do I fall if I don't line up with this one very narrow trope of what a female is on,
which you do not,
which I do not, like what am I? And you feel less like a woman, and you feel less like a female. Well, not, I mean, not less like a female, but like you can't relate to these, what these female characters are. She is, there's another video they did on the Bechdel test, which is
Can you read the exact definition?
Yes, I'm going to read the exact definition.
Okay. So prepping for that, it's a general idea of, if you watch a film, there are people out there that kind of track this particular, shall we call it an algorithm or whatever, that determines whether or not females have any kind of voice outside of it relating to the context of men. So the specifics involve a conversation with females.
Two females.
Yeah, so two females.
Oh, this is a key part. Two named female characters. Ooh. So they have to be... Well, I mean, I guess the true definition, it just says at least two females.
Okay.
But, you know, and what, in the way it was presented to me, that they're like two characters that have names and have a backstory in this movie or whatever.
Two humans.
Female humans have to talk to each other about something other than a man for at least like 30 seconds.
And this sounds absurd. Like, of course, every movie can pass this test. It's, you would be surprised how few movies have even one instance of passing the test.
So I'm just going to click on 10 films that surprisingly fail. And I think, okay, now, and I don't know the exact number, but in the last, like, they do it every year, they do it every year with, like, Oscar movies.
Yes.
And most of the time,
they don't pass.
None of the Oscar movies, they won't even pass, even if they're... They're female.
Yeah, this isn't just like the Fast and Furious here.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not talking... Okay, so here's some that didn't pass. Number 10, The Social Network.
Wow.
That didn't pass. Harry Potter.
What?
Yeah.
God damn it, Hermione.
Who else is she going to talk to? That's another one.
Right.
What other female... Where do you know... Can you name another female character, like, off the top of your head? I can't. But then again, I'm not one of those. Like, Avatar... That's a great movie. Not enough ladies in the future, I guess.
You know what's funny? I saw on, I think it was Twitter, probably because that's all I do all day, is that the phrase from Baby Got Back, "Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big," passes the special test.
It totally does! Because they're not talking about a man. They're talking about another woman.
How he hates some other lady.
Oh, God.
They should add to the test and eliminate any time we're being bitches to another woman.
To another woman.
I bet it would eliminate every
movie. Forget it. There's no movie on the list. So, obviously, number 7 through 5 is the original Star Wars trilogy.
Wow.
Because when you only have one woman in futuristic space, there's nobody else for her to talk to.
There was only one woman.
I don't know any other. I can't. But of course, I'm not a Star Wars like junkie, no. But I don't know. I mean, sure, somebody's going to be like, excuse me, there's this character in like 6th movie.
I like your how you're mad at this hypothetical high-pitched woman. Like, we're failing it right now.
Oh, that was an annoying guy voice.
Oh, I thought it was a woman.
That was like the nerdy Star Wars guy who's going to come and be like, Return of the Sith, there was
In my opinion, the word actually is the most offensive word, particularly in social media, because I'll do a tweet, it's like a joke, whatever, and someone will be like, actually, that's
the worst.
Not true. It is a precursor to something that sucks when someone says actually. That's what it is. Watch
it's
for that.
Totally true. And number four through two on the list is the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy.
God damn it.
I know.
This calls for more wine.
It should. And then this one, number one, Run Lola Run.
Which, that's a chick movie.
I know.
The whole movie's about
Lola. I'm surprised
Lola.
Sex and the City didn't, like, right. fail. Because they're talking about dudes the whole time. So right. what else can... So, yeah. So, take a look at the... Think about that next time.
Well, that's a
Women
bummer.
Are so underrepresented. You know what? But, I have to say, this summer, kind of the pushback for women in comedy and in movies.
Thank God for Amy Schumer.
God. Thank God, right?
Yeah.
And a bunch of other ones, like from The Office that I love.
Angela Kinsey?
No. The one from the Indian girl who's so funny.
Mindy Kaling.
I love her. She's doing great. Come on. She's got her own sitcom that's fantastic, that is really funny.
And she's smart.
Smart. Yeah. And she's the... You know, head HBIC in it.
Yeah, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler have done a lot.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, man. And they're coming out with a new movie called Sisters that looks...
But it got bad reviews.
It looks so good. What?
It got bad reviews, though.
Oh, I don't care.
I don't care either.
Those reviewers are probably men.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy again.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, wait. You brought up Amy Poehler. That brings me to...
God, I love her so much.
Something that actually...
Is she going to be on our show?
I wish.
Oh, me too.
She wrote something, though, or she was interviewed, and it bothered me, something she said. So, I worship her and Tina Fey. I mean, I bow to their comedy throne and also their, you know, women's empowerment movement, all that stuff.
Follow Amy Poehler Smart Girls on Instagram. It's one of my favorites.
Yes, agreed. She's phenomenal. But she did an interview where she was talking about how whenever women are in meetings, that she noticed that they tend to talk really fast and that they don't want to take up the conversational real estate. So they'll speed up their speech and like leave the time for the men. And she was encouraging women, or she was at least saying that she slows it down intentionally and tries to, you know, be purposeful about it. And I totally get that. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. But I've been reading more and more articles about like women do this. So there was another article that was like, women tend to say the word just, like in an email, they might say, just checking in to see if
I could.
Oh my
God, I do that all the time because I don't want to be rude. And only when I'm talking to men too.
Right. And so it's this idea of like, we're like apologizing in a way. Like, I'm just...
That's exactly what I'm doing. Oh, I'm just asking for my paycheck that I'm 3 weeks late getting.
Yeah, you're right. So we tend to like want to cushion whatever. So I started to think, I do that all the time, just like you're doing. But then I started to think, why don't we write articles about how men need to talk faster in meetings.
Speed up, yo.
Why don't they act more polite and say just more? Like, why is it that men are the bar?
Oh my God, this is...
What?
This is great! And this is true. Why aren't we thinking about that? And
why, and
how come we feel bad for not living up to those standards?
I wish they were a little more polite.
We're 51% of the population, people.
I mean, I wish they would say, hey, just whatever, whatever. Or I wish they would speed it up and they're fucking slow talking.
They do.
Real, I don't know.
Real loungy.
What do you think?
Oh, God. Why do we do that?
Like, which side do you fall on? Do you think it's like Amy Poehler where we should, you know, assert ourselves and behave the way men do as a way
of... I wonder if you even brought that to her attention. I bet she would have the same reaction that I did just there because she cares like that. And it's freaking right. I mean, why do we have to? And I think, you know, it's the same thing that where women who are really hardworking and they get labeled like, oh, she's a bitch. Oh, she's...
Sure.
This, where as a man is just, oh, he's a dominating presence, or they it's a compliment.
Yeah.
When you take the same exact characteristics and you apply it to a woman, it's a negative. Same thing, you apply it to a man, it's positive. So we have these very...
Double standards.
Yeah, double standards and like how people, you know, they want women to be and what meant, like what is masculine, what is feminine, and like, you know, that's... I hope getting a little more blurred where that line is, or like a little more acceptable for men to be. But I think there is still a standard of what a successful person looks like.
Well, yeah. And
a successful person.
Yeah. And that's the problem. So they become the standard by which we, you know, gauge our own like ability to fit into that mold. So I don't object to the idea of using just less or whatever, being more intentional with our speech and things like that. I just object to the idea that they should be the gauge with which we judge whether or not we are doing things properly.
And also maybe that there's a lot of information out there on how you talk and how well you're able to convince others of what you're saying. And if you have... if you know the information and you speak slowly, then more people are likely to believe you. But if you don't know the information and you speak quickly, then you're going to get more people who will believe your BS.
Okay.
So maybe it has to do with like...
Where you fall on that
spectrum. Yeah. How, you know.
Okay.
But some people are just fast talkers and, you know.
But like they do tend to be chicks. Like, I don't know a lot of dudes who are, like...
I don't either.
...real manic about their speech.
Our brains work faster. That's probably it. I'm sure there's some science out there that says that.
Well, what do you think about the whole... Have you read these articles about the...
Thank God I'm already married, because I'd never get a date after this podcast. I'd have to go back to being a lesbian.
Let's rename it Mailbag. Have you read the articles about, like, the Kardashian influence on the way that... females, particularly young women, are the vocal fry.
the way they talk. Because, okay, I'm one of
like
those.
That.
Listen,
you guys.
I'm like one of those people who hangs out with somebody for five. She talks really slow. It's like a slow, but then
it's a slow burn.
Oh, then I think it's that thing where girls are trying to be dumb to be cute.
Yeah, that's a double whammy there.
Oh, it's the worst.
Have
that
you
is
ever
the most,
done that?
Yes, I went through a phase in high school where I did it because I was really smart and I had to.
You felt like you
were
intimidating
like skipping
to people?
Grades and like, you know, that kind of stuff. And I felt like I was definitely
you wanted
not getting
to be more
likable
than you wanted to be.
Yes.
Respected.
Yes. Well, because nobody respected me in high school for being this like teacher's
pet. I'm sure they did. They just didn't. No, but like I'm sure they respected your intelligence, but they were like crabby about it.
Maybe. Well, their way of showing me was like throwing food at me in the lunchroom.
People threw food at
me. Oh my
me
God,
too.
I had like the. Really?
Yes.
Oh
French
my
fries.
God, it was the worst. I got mashed potatoes once.
Where,
that's like, how do you even come back from mashed potatoes? Once I got a whole bucket of mud, it was like carry, but not blood. I was just
I can't say
walking
it.
Under the stairs.
Wait.
and spitballs in my hair. It was really not. I mean, I look back and I thought I was cool because I like cut my hair short and it was purple. But really, I was a weirdo.
The more I learn about you, the better it gets. I mean, come on.
It's true.
A bucket of mud.
I remember who did it.
Who? Amanda Bynes.
No, it wasn't Amanda Bynes this time. That's another story because she really is my arch nemesis. But look who's winning. Me.
Yeah, right. Because you're not bipolar. Wait a minute. Who threw the mud on you?
His name was Sean.
It was a boy.
It was two. There was a guy and then a girl. And they were like buddy. And she was really cool. She was kind of like a Kardashian. Like,
wonder what she's up
like
to.
Like, white girl who kind of thinks that she's like not a white girl.
Yeah, a little sassy. A little sassafras.
Uh-huh. And
what's she doing now, though?
Who knows? I don't remember her name. I wish I did. I remember the guy, but I don't remember the girl.
You don't have your yearbooks?
God, that's a story. I did, but I lived with a guy once, and then I moved out on him, and then I think he, like, destroyed my stuff because I like left a bunch of books at his house and I'm
horrible.
Like, I'll get those later. And it was all of my like elementary school and high school yearbooks and stuff. And I've never seen them to this
all day. Right. Well, here's what we're going to do. Brain Candy Podcast listeners. I'm going to find out who that girl is. I'm going to bring her on here sometime. I really am.
Let me dump a bucket of mud on her head.
Because it would only take a minute on Google for me.
Oh,
here's the thing. Getting a PhD, like, you learn some stuff, but what you really learn is how to find stuff.
Oh, take
it's like
Google.
About research and
yeah,
like
research.
Archives. And so I
oh my god,
her.
I could. All I would have to do is look at the junior high.
It'd be so easy.
Oh, it would be so easy.
Yeah.
I know exactly who it is.
And I really
Man,
would love to have her on.
She was so cool.
I would really love to have you on, Bully Girl, and talk to you about where you are now and why you did that to my friend Sarah.
Oh, God.
Have you forgiven her?
Yeah, I have. Only because, like, in my head, I think that, like, I care so little about being cool now. I can't say I'm cool now. I just like really don't give a crap. I often wear overalls and cargo pants.
Yeah, but that's
so you have
like,
to like really not care to wear overalls and cargo pants.
Yeah, but that's because you're on MTV and like a pop culture icon, so you can do that and be like, "What? I'm being ironic." What? You know, like it's not
but
the
I don't
same.
Wear them ironically. Because they're super functional. They give me a lot of room to breathe. And also, I can store a hammer on the side.
That's true.
Which I've
they
done
are
before.
They're very practical.
They're super practical when you're crafty.
Right.
I even have them in two colors, dark and with the little stripes like in like I'm a
like
conductor.
I like
and they're even Oshkosh B'gosh brand. Did you know Oshkosh B'gosh made gigantic people clothes? Neither did I.
No. Are they just for like husky boys? But you like,
oh
chose
God, maybe.
To, for adult woman.
Yeah. They fit me just perfect.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, wait. But you were saying how smart you were, and then you tried to dumb it down.
Oh, yeah. I definitely tried to do... Thank God you get me back on track.
No, it's...
But I did that. You didn't ever try to change your voice. Well...
I think I
How
did.
How were things in Amish Town, Pittsburgh? Were they like...
I think I did that, too. I wasn't trying to sound... This is what it was. I wasn't trying to be dumb.
Yeah.
I wanted to be cute. Which,
cute.
For a lot of... It's kind of tomato, tomato.
Right. Because who's deciding what's cute?
Yeah. What's cute is kind of a girl who giggles a lot.
Yeah.
And...
Like,
I mean,
take care of me. Huh?
I have a person right now in my life who is ghosting me. Are you familiar with this term?
No.
Ghosting, people say that Charlize Theron broke up with Sean Penn via ghosting, which is basically not breaking up and just not answering their phone calls or texting.
I call
back.
It the fadeaway.
Okay, well,
yeah,
ghosting
that's
whatever.
Great. I like ghosting.
So I have a friend of 18 years who is ghosting me right now, who I will tell you who it is later, but she claims...
I think I know. I bet I
guess. Yeah, you know. Ugh. So she claims that I am a person who does, like, whatever I want, and I'm, like, you know, kind of a backstabber, and then I'll just giggle and see if it's okay. And so
I wish I were that person, because that sounds like...
I reject that, but I do know what she means, which mm-hmm. is that, like, I'm never trying to be offensive, but I am sometimes, and then I'll be like, but I'm just joking.
Right, right.
Get it? And so...
It's kind of like how people from the South go, oh, bless her heart.
Yeah.
It's that. But
yes, it's a borderline.
So you can, like, get off the hook?
And I think that could be mistaken for someone who's trying to play dumb.
Mm.
But I'm not really. I'm just trying to be cutesy.
Right. And funny.
It's so gross. <How's> it? My husband says I get a lisp whenever I'm flirting.
Do you get a lisp like that?
It's been confirmed.
I definitely talk different.
Do you?
To my husband when I, like...
When you want a little, like...
Yeah. Or, like, see, when I want him to take care of me.
I want to know whether you think that that's, like, abusing your femininity.
Totally.
Oh.
But you know what? How often do we get to do that? They're freaking abusing their masculinity. Is that a thing?
That's fair.
All the time. By mm-hmm. setting, like, those, you know, like we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Everything.
All right. Well, I like aware
this
of it.
This can take me in, like, a million different...
Go ahead.
I have
I'm all ears.
A piece to... So, this one. You know, because you've traveled with me before, how if there's a task at hand, I will accomplish it. If we need to get to the bus station, yeah. We are getting to that bus station. It doesn't matter. We are going to be on that. I'll make sure everybody's there. Okay, well, now, since I have gotten married, my husband has become the official planner / doer of all things. And I'm, like, the I'll carry my own bags, plus I'll carry your bags. Like, when Susie and I were traveling, it was like, we did not need anybody to help us with our luggage. We did not need anybody. Like, we got it.
I'll,
like,
post a picture of this on our website as well, thebraincandypodcast.com. And you can see a picture of Sarah... with her bag.
So
you will not be disappointed.
I'm good at traveling and I know how to do it. So we were getting on this train in Milan. We were just on vacation like 2 weeks ago, last week, really, something like that. And I'm like trying to lift the luggage to put it on the train. And my husband looks at me and is like, what are you doing? Get out of the way. I'm going to carry it. And I said, well, I'm just trying to pick it up. It's my luggage. Like, my rule, when my mom traveled with us when we were little, and our rule always was, if you can't carry it, you don't get to bring it.
That's my rule.
That's it. And when you have a herd of some children, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
And I'm always under the impression, like, if I pack it, I got to be able to carry it.
It's like you break it, you bought it. But it's
totally.
Like you pack it, you carry it.
You carry it.
Yeah.
You want it, you got to carry it. So... I lifted my luggage, and then I got this whole lecture, like, how he's the one who lifts the luggage, and he's always picked up the luggage,
that's
and he's
nice.
The one who's going to put it on the train, and that's his job, and I'm just getting in the way, and all this stuff. And there was a big part of me that was like, I will carry my own luggage! And I got so...
Why, though? I'd like to unpack that.
But I had to.
Unintended.
That was great. But I had to lock that. I realized it. I was like, no. There are worse things that you get mad at us for than carrying your stuff. But, and I said, okay, are we establishing it from this point on that you're the official carrier of all things when we get on moving vehicles? And he said, yes. So now I'm never going to
You're free.
I'm free. I guess that's like...
That's pretty awesome.
Okay, but then I also started thinking deeper about this as a proud feminist. What does this mean for me? And I said, is this learned helplessness? Will I get to a point where all of a sudden I can't carry my own bags because I've been used to somebody doing that for so long?
It's like damsel in distress
syndrome.
Yeah,
that's like a real thing, is learned helplessness is something we study in psychology all the time where, like... Are you bad? Like, it's kind of like the guy who's like, oh, I don't know how to do laundry. You should just do it for me. When really he knows how to do it all along. But you just do it for him so much that then all of a sudden he does laundry one time and all your whites are pink.
Yeah.
And it's like learned helplessness. And it's mostly for, like, battered women. And I'm definitely not one of those. But
It's, oh, wow.
I totally was thinking that. I was like, maybe happens. This is how it all starts. And maybe this is like how I end up like not knowing how to, like, I don't know.
Your poor husband.
I know. He knows what he signed up for, though.
Yeah,
he does. He knows that I'm this way.
He is aware. But, like, I mean, just give it a try. We could call this, like, a probationary period of damsel in distress.
Okay, so I'm not lifting any luggage.
Because you know you could.
I could. And, like, and then, you know, me a few years ago would have been like, you know what? I'm going to lift up mine and I'm going to lift up yours. And oh my God. I'm going to put all the luggage on the train.
Yeah.
But I've learned better. And so, girls, women, ladies, don't do that. Don't try to do, like, that's a hard one for me. A lesson I had to learn. Like, did you do that? Proof points? Or are you just like...
If you ask my husband, he would say that he's never won a fight, ever, in our relationship.
Funny, because I would say that about mine, but that's not true.
You, oh.
No, I lose him all the time.
Like, here's the thing. There's an art to fighting.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm really good at that.
Good at fighting together.
And, like, Kenny Santucci will always say, we should call him, by the way.
We should, because he'll have, like, a thing or two to say about women's issues. He'd be like, women, who needs them?
Next
They're
episode,
just good for one thing.
We got to call him. But, I mean,
maybe
I think
two, if you like to do
it
in the butt. No.
I think there's a difference between really winning a fight and just sort of being really good at fighting. Mm. And so,
what are your techniques?
I mean, it's a lot of verbal gymnastics.
That's great.
You know, where it's almost like you confuse them into like, wait, maybe I did say that.
Leaders of cults do that too, I think.
It's not intentional.
But being a wife and a cult leader is like one of the same.
It's not intentional. It's just that's my strength is like being able to like weave an argument. Mm-hmm. And that's not Adam's strength.
Do you do a lot of, so what are you saying da 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 da?
Well, no, it's more like that. I do that, but then there's a lot of like, well, what did you say? Because he can't remember.
Well, duh, he can't remember. Yeah. No, none of them can.
They know.
And we have like steel traps of memory that like last.
And even if I can't remember, I could say it what I think he said.
He should
and
not
be
listen
like,
to this. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I know. And he's aware that it's happened. His gift is visual. He's a visual person.
Yeah,
like all of this is him. Like the video that you're seeing, everything. He has a gift, and he's very musical, but he's not verbal, and he can't read well. He's dyslexic, so it's, like, it's unfortunate. He's fighting an uphill battle, but, yeah.
You're really, like, narrowing in on his weaknesses, which is...
I guess that's just the way it is. I mean, like you say, he knows what he signed up for.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rappaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamer Tag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
You're listening to the Brain Candy Podcast with Susie Meister and Sarah Rice.
So you get to choose our last topic, by the way.
Last?
I know. Yeah, we have a few more minutes. And we can either talk about the Ashley Madison hacking and leak of data or Bachelorette / Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know if you watch it. Or
well,
what do you choose?
I definitely want the first one. Because that's so funny to me. I didn't even know about this website.
Oh, really?
Till a little while ago.
Okay.
Well,
let's just get our listeners up to speed. So Ashley Madison is a dating website exclusively for people who are married and want to have an affair, or I guess are want to be with someone who's married, like just want to have like an affair but not a legitimate relationship. And the key here is...
It's so great! I can't
You have to pay enough money to be involved in the site that it's cost prohibitive for a lot of people, but also, like, you're kind of, like, committing to the secrecy and stuff. Like, they don't want just anyone being able to sign up,
right,
like, willy-nilly.
Sense.
So it's hundreds of dollars to be a member.
Hundreds?
Mm-hmm. Like, $500 a year, I think. OMG. Where is your dad?
We have a visitor.
Wait, where's Dada? He's a Nina.
Well, Link, what do you think about Ashton
Madison? Let me write down the time code on that. Okay. Okay. So Ashton Madison, you know, is for folks who want to cheat or want to be with married people.
So you can be a single person,
I think,
not in a relationship, but really wanting to break up a relationship. Like,
I think
you're like
you can.
Pro homewrecker who's willing to pay $500 a year for.
I think so. Don't quote me on that, but I think that you're allowed.
If I could whistle, I would whistle right there, but I'm not a good one. So
it's like J date, like for Jewish people, yeah. But or Gentiles who really love
That's
Jewish.
True. I was going to go on there before I met my Jewy husband.
Right.
I love
if
him.
I were single, I'd be on J date. Lickety split.
Great.
At any rate, okay. So there was a data breach, and all their info got compromised. Oh. Then today, so
today.
The end of August, it got published. So these people that were on Ashley Madison, their names,
serves you right for doing that and going on that website. Why don't you just do it the good old-fashioned way like the rest of us and delete all your text messages and, I don't know, flirt with the barista at Starbucks. That's what everybody else is doing.
So do you think that going on Ashley Madison is slimier than just cheating the old-fashioned way?
Oh, God. Okay. I also, in being a future marriage and family therapist,
yes.
know that often, not necessarily an affair, but sex outside of a marriage, a relationship outside of the marriage, can be very good for the marriage in the long term. Because
even if it's like a secret... Like, you know, lying.
It's the lie. It's that kind of stuff, you know, and I always say that I would have a way harder time with finding out that my husband is having long lunches with some girl that he really likes.
Yeah.
Versus banging a stripper in Vegas for one night.
Well, yeah.
That. Okay. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
But I kind of forgivable. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she's not going to do crossword puzzles with you.
It's
and
weird
she's...
because they say men feel the opposite, that they are more
yeah,
upset
of course,
about just
of
like...
course. Because for that, because we're, that it's like the piece of property. Like somebody has, you know, spoiled
somebody,
your
territory.
You know.
Ugh. Well, the most, so I believe there will be several celebrities that are out.
Do we have any as
the
of
first
yet?
One.
Oh, yeah, this is
exciting. This is a quasi celebrity.
Like how we're quasi celebs, or like better than us? Better. Way better.
Same level.
Who
Josh
is it?
Duggar. The child.
No! That sleazy son of a bitch.
And you know what's great is that he.
When he's
know,
not out molesting children,
yeah.
he's busy breaking up marriages.
When
good
came,
to know.
When he came out about the child molestation stuff, he was like, I was a kid, blah, blah, blah. This was last year, and he was married to his wife. This was through May of this year.
Listen,
just a few months ago.
Listen.
What does Jesus think of that, Joshua?
Does. I don't know. You got to do a lot of praying for that one. Like,
ew, and you know what's gross?
Ew, what's
you
gross?
Should pull it up, but... He has,
well,
like,
okay.
his preferences and stuff.
No. Are Asian chicks?
No. You're so great for saying that.
Should be.
No, it's, like, gentle massage, bubble bath for two, like,
ew.
Good personal hygiene, natural breasts.
Good personal hygiene?
It's
Isn't
like,
that on everybody's list?
He's being... Yes.
Isn't that kind
it's
of, like,
implicit.
Like, the bar is
yeah,
real
is
low.
Yeah, anyone being like, you know what I love?
Well, maybe he means,
stinky
like, a natural
person.
Bush.
No.
Maybe they mean,
I don't know. I don't
hygiene.
Know. But it was this long list, and it was, like, short hair, long hair, tall, short. Because you can click on, like,
oh my God.
You know.
This is so exciting to me. I'm fascinated.
If
well,
he
now
hadn't
I'm
molested
just be on
his sisters, he would be the gift that keeps on giving for me, for the evangelical stuff that I study. I mean, it is so great because
there is
such a sense of, he lobbied. He was active politically against the LGBT community
mm-hmm.
and how they're perverts and all this stuff. First, he comes out as a molester of his sisters, which, okay, he was younger. Now, he's a big cheater.
Listen, anybody who's standing on a soapbox preaching is just a few steps up from hopping on a parade, floated up gay pride parade.
Right.
So, like, that's like, you know what you really want to be doing. And
I know.
They're all phony baloney. It's like just like that toe-tapping guy and the some political guy who, like, tapped his toe in a bathroom and next thing you know, he was S&D for...
I forget his name, but yes. Yeah. But here's what, you know, I wonder, because I am totally enjoying this Josh Duggar stuff.
God.
And I wonder about this idea of, like, how... You know, we kind of love when celebrities are train wrecks privately and then we find out about it. Yeah. What is that, though? Can you tell me in your
studies? Because it makes us feel better about ourselves. Duh.
Is that what it is?
Oh, absolutely. Because there are people who have at one point in time been put on a pedestal by somebody or gotten some attention, notoriety from somebody. And no matter... what we think about that person, if they got any positive attention at one point in their life, we tend to go, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I had some positive attention? And then when that person falls and falls so hard, it's like, oh.
It's Schadenfreude.
Yeah. We feel so good.
But
feel
it's
good
also because he's a hypocrite.
Yes.
There is
that
something
that is different. Hypocrite is like my favorite kind of watching fall because... You deserve every... It's not... It's one thing if it's, like...
They just screwed up.
Yeah, and, like, tough, and I understand, like, you know, being in the... Like, I... This is... People are going to hate that I say this, but poor Justin Bieber. Like, I know! But listen, when you were... He has everything... But also, that's got to be a tough life to grow up like that, and you got to get... It's got to really F you up to grow up like that. So, but... This Josh Duggar is like...
Well, he grew up in the limelight, and he was brainwashed by his weird parents.
Yeah, he was, but...
Do you feel sorry for him at all?
No, because he like... No, because it's different. He's not... He was... No, no, ugh.
No.
He doesn't... serenade me with wonderful musical melodies that I can't stop dancing to. Oh,
baby,
my God.
Baby,
oh,
baby,
and the new one, I just love it.
What is it? I don't know it.
It's the one he did with, like... What's that? DJ Skrillex or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll have to listen.
Dang good. I
love
it.
I hate that it's good.
And you know what? I watched Justin Bieber's roast, and I kind of liked it.
I didn't see it.
And he was actually pretty funny. And at first I was like, he's going to be terrible. And then I watched it, and I was like, this is one of the better roasts.
He is talented. I'll give him that.
I mean,
that kid can play some instruments.
And, like, he's really apologetic and for everything he did and blah, blah, blah.
You love Justin Bieber. She's a believer, everybody.
I'm totally a believer.
Hashtag Sarah is a believer.
I've seen the movie.
I've seen the movie, too. Okay, well, that rounds
out. No, I want to talk more about how we hate Josh Duggar. But, okay, I guess time's up.
Hey, I encourage everyone to reach out to us on Twitter.
Josh Duggar, too, if you want to come on here.
Yes, we encourage that, and we welcome everyone. We will not judge you.
No. Well,
if Josh wants to come on, we will have an open dialogue.
You're going to have to teach me how to do that without judging
you can do it.
My heart.
But at Brain Candy Pod on Twitter, tell us what you want to hear, what you want us to talk about, or if you read any interesting articles,
we love that.
Or, you know, like statistics. Stuff
I do
like
want to get real quick on the Ashley Madison thing, a statistic that I heard.
What?
That the majority of the people who were on Ashley Madison, or a large concentration of them, came from Ottawa, Canada. And it was something crazy, like 1 in 7 of Ottawa's residents are, I have to look it up, are on Ashley Madison. And
what's going on there?
Something in Ottawa. I mean, people in Ottawa are really, you know... So that was, I just thought, yes, I did. I heard that it was like 1 in 7 of, all of the residents of Ottawa were, 1 in 5. Oh, it's even better than
20% of the Ottawan population.
20% of the Ottawan. So it's like, look to your left. Look to your right. Chances are good those people are having an affair.
That's so weird.
Or, like, you have to look to your left, look to your right, then look, like, 5 other places. Or
all
three
right,
other
I'm
places.
I'm going to look that up. See what you learn on the Brain Candy Podcast?
1 in 5.
I don't know what part of your brain we've supplied candy for today, but It was fun for me. I hope we had some fellas who stuck it out.
Oh, me too.
Despite our, you know,
you should, like, flash the camera just to, like, make it interesting.
I know. I'm not wearing a bra, if that's any consolation.
Oh, so good.
Thank you.
Dang,
that's so nice. Yeah, best money can buy. Thank you so much for listening to the Brain Candy Podcast. We hope you enjoy it. We would love to hear from you. Anything you read that's interesting or fascinating, just, you know, reach out. Sarah's on Twitter 24 hours a day.
Pretty much. Follow us at the Brain Candy Pod. Is that our...
It's Brain Candy Pod on
Brain
Twitter.
Brain Candy Pod.
And our website is the Brain Candy Podcast.
I should, like, know this.
Well, it's all, like, new, you know.
50% of the operation. Maybe, like, 48%.
No, it's 50-50, and we just, it's all new, and so we want to hear from you, and we want to know what you want to hear. We love you, thank you for listening, and tune in next week for more candy for your left brain and candy for your right brain. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye, everybody.
See you later.